USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. Donald Trump has criticized the New York District Attorney for focusing on his hush money criminal trial, calling it a waste of time. Trump spoke after the trial recessed on Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in the city, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell.
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." The Justice Department has indicted Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife, charging the pair with bribery and money laundering related to their ties with a bank in Mexico and an oil and gas company controlled by Azerbaijan. If convicted, they could spend years or even decades in prison. Cuellar denied any wrongdoing and vowed to run for re-election for his Texas seat in November. The nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April, but still added a decent 175,000 jobs in the sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to slow the robust U.S. job market. Friday's government report showed that last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the blockbuster increase of 315,000 in March, and it was well below the 233,000 gain that economists had predicted for April. The state of the economy is weighing on voters' minds as the November presidential campaign intensifies. Despite the strength of the job market, Americans remain generally exasperated by high prices, and many of them assign blame to President Joe Biden. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
An unruly passenger who was physically combative on a flight last month has been ordered to pay more than $20,000 to United Airlines. Alexander McDonald was on flight 883 headed to Newark from London when he was heard arguing loudly with his girlfriend, yelling at a flight attendant, and was seen putting his hands on the crew. The captain decided to divert the plane to Maine for the safety of the crew and passengers. McDonald was arrested and accused of assault and interference with flight crew members and attendants. He pled guilty to the latter charge and was ordered to pay over $20,000 in restitution. Do you think your workplace is toxic? As USA's John Schaefer reports, you're not alone.
1 in 5 American workers are leaving their current positions due to toxic workplaces. That's revealed in a recent survey by the American Psychological Association. The survey found that 19% of U.S. employees consider their workplace somewhat or very toxic. Those in toxic environments are over 3 times more likely to report harm to their mental health at work.
President Joe Biden extended the highest U.S. civilian award to 19 people, including Team USA leader Katie Ledecky, the assassinated civil rights leader Medgar Evers, and Everything Everywhere All at Once actress Michelle Yeoh, who was the first Asian to win the Academy Award for Best Actress. The honoree list plays special homage to firsts in their field. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.